Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be doing some crystal ball scrying tonight. Most of the time I will be doing crystal ball scrying with the crystal ball, or I'll be using the psychic angel board, which I use to channel the spirits. And you can ask questions on that. And sometimes you use the typewriter. If you want further information, I go a little bit deeper on that. But that would have to be on a one-on-one session, since we do not have a whole lot of time on the radio show. For the typewriter session, you can email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to assist you. And I do accept donations on a longer reading, or if you would like any other additional information, you know, like lost objects, lost people, talking to your loved ones on the typewriter. And then basically I'm a psychic channeler, so the spirit channels through me. With the crystal balls, I'm able to go in and I'm able to scry into the crystal ball. This isn't a crystal ball. Every ball has a different energy, and it will take your mind into different altars with every different crystal ball. Every crystal ball is different. I have not yet mastered to scry in water or black mirrors, because I am going to start looking into that as well. So this is kind of like my first time going with the crystal balls. So hopefully we'll get some truth out of that. And so far I've been pretty good with it, with the scrying. I'm not a very visual person, but my psychic ability enables me to actually see visions in the crystal balls. Again, like I said, every crystal ball is different for every reader, because not only we're all different individually, but the crystal balls itself are different individually as well. And there's several things you can do with different scrying abilities and things like that. First of all, I have a friend on the line I'd like to introduce to you. Her name is Sharon, and I've been talking to her for quite some time. She's also has a lot of different abilities, and I like to bring her on. And her number is from the 828. I just want to introduce her to everybody. While she's on the show, she's welcome to participate, Sharon, if you want to, or you're listening to, you're able, or if you just want to listen, you're fine. Let's go ahead and bring on Sharon, 828. You're on the air.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. It looks like we have a lot of callers tonight.
I know. Tonight's going to be very exciting.
It's going to be very exciting. So, Sharon, did you want to share anything with our audience about how you came about your gifts and your abilities to, you know, your insight on this whole supernatural thing that we're all experimenting with?
Well, the show isn't that long, but but I did come in with some knowing of my gifts, and as I've gone along on my path, I have become more enlightened as to just how deep these gifts go. And one of my abilities is to assist humanity in healing their heart. And luckily for me, the universe has brought me and Adrian together, and we have a very unique bond, and we have a mission to do together. And so that's where we're at now. We're discovering lots of stuff, good stuff.
And Sharon, how did you come about your gifts, about your abilities to, if you could help somebody, and I know you're not a very visual at a person until you really, truly activate your psychic ability. But tell us about some of your other gifts. I know that you said you're able to create different types of grids in the magic department. Can you tell me a little bit about some of your abilities and what you're able to do with that?
Yes, I didn't know that I had the ability to create grids around people and things until a psychic friend of mine, I had been told to put a grid up around my home and my property. And I just did it. And then my psychic friend had called me one evening, and she was, like, blown away. She was seeing a grid around my home. And it was only until then that that was the confirmation I needed, that indeed I did have that ability to do that.
And Sharon, do you believe that shamans have a lot of different types of abilities? I mean, I learned so much about shamanism when I was back in Sedona. A shaman showed me her trailer, and she showed me some of her magic of what she could do. She even took my father on a shaman journey, which was a very interesting thing to do. She even wore like a crown on her head. But I was wondering, what's your thoughts on the shamans?
I think the shamans are very gifted, and I believe they are truly very powerful beings.
Yes, they are. And they are very connected to Mother Earth.
And if anybody has the opportunity to be with one, I would definitely highly recommend it.
I also feel that they have a lot of healing abilities.
Yeah,
and I guess
agree.
It just all depends on what shaman you're referring to. They are warriors. They are very strong warriors. In fact, they do a lot of battling. And I give my heart out to all the shamans that are battling the dark right now. And and I wish them the best on their journey.
And I will second that. I agree.
First of all, Sharon, we have a lot of callers. And we're going to go ahead and do some scrying through the crystal ball. And we'll see what we can do to help to assist humanity here. And with all these wonderful people out there that are just looking for healing. Let's go ahead and go to the number, the 780 area. You're on there with me and Sharon, and Sharon will just be listening. And Sharon, if you have any insight that you'd like to help, you're welcome to come in and give a little bit of your insight. Let's go ahead and go to the 780. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you much for taking my call.
You're welcome. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Jay, calling from Canada.
Jay, how can we help you? You're on the phone with me and Sharon.
Hey, I just wondered, regarding my, involved in a yoga practice right now, which is going to take me until 7 months. And discovering lots about myself right now. I just wonder, will I discover more and will it open up some more gifts?
Well, that's a great practice because that will help to really get yourself in touch and alignment with your higher self, really get you in touch with Mother Earth and help to align you. It's a great metaphor way to really ground yourself, center yourself, getting your mind out of the fog, and really clearing your mind to other areas of your mind that you can explore. And I feel like it's the same thing with hypnosis. Me and Sharon were talking about how powerful hypnosis was, and that when I was certified as a hypnotist and hypnotherapist, I discovered how powerful even that was with very similar thing that yoga has to offer. And I feel like it has a lot of healing modalities. And I do feel like you're in good hands when it comes to yoga. Sharon, is there anything you'd like to share?
Well, I agree. Yoga is very, very powerful. And it definitely assists in opening your own gifts and gets a lot of blocked emotions moving and releasing them, bringing them up for you to let them go. Yoga is indeed a very powerful tool.
Okay.
Is there any other questions that you have or any insight that you would like me to look into?
What does the crystal ball say, actually? I'm just curious about
your yoga?
Yeah, just my practice, actually. Just curious. Anything more that I need to know or anything like that? Thanks.
All right, let me just go ahead and scry here. Now, are you wanting to be an instructor for yoga?
No, it's actually more of opening up more my insides and dealing with emotions and other good stuff.
Well, the reason why I say this is because the reason why the universe has led you in this direction is they want you to instruct people on how to use it and how to help to get them where you want to be. And once you open up your gifts, and it looks like here that you've already accessed a lot of your gifts, they just haven't been activated yet. But since you are kind of trying to bring them out, I do see them starting to come in. Little by little, it looks like they're starting to activate. And the crystal ball is telling me that you need to continue on this path, on this journey. And you will go on many journeys. I do see this. And I see that you are in a good direction and that you should continue doing this and you should instruct this. Even if it's not the kind of field that you want to be in. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I'm also getting that this is going to be a very profound experience for you. You are going to totally transform through this process in your awakening. And in return, this is going to be so profound that it will inspire you to want to turn into an instructor so you can indeed help others along their path through the same process.
Okay. Well, I never thought of my as a yoga instructor, but we'll see what happens with that.
Well, get back with us in 7 months.
Basically, that's it. I'll be finished my yoga intensive in 7 months.
Yep. Call us back and let us know when you've signed up to become an instructor.
Okay.
And don't forget, you will start to realize, you'll start to notice things when you get fully aligned with your higher self. You will activate a lot of your gifts, and you will start to see things a lot more differently. And you will go down the rabbit hole. It's just a matter of you being Alice tumbling down the rabbit hole, and it just defines on how far you want to go. And
yep.
So, you know, it always goes back down to the movie like The Matrix, you know, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? There is other things that you can look into, not just yoga, but you can look into hypnosis. You can look into other healing modalities, such as sacred geometry. There's just a lot of things that you can add along with what you want to do. And this is just definitely, like Sharon says, this is your spiritual calling. So definitely this is where you need to be. Spirit is showing me, and I just want you to just hang in there, be patient, and it'll all come together.
Alrighty. Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with you.
Okay, thanks
so
much for the information and guidance. You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Many blessings.
Let's go to the next caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tracy, Florida.
And how can we help you tonight, Tracy?
Yes, hi. I want to know if you see a move coming up for me, please.
a move?
Yeah.
How soon are you thinking of moving?
Well, I'm not on a time crunch right now.
Okay. So you just want to see if you guys see a move in your future.
Correct.
Okay, let me check here. And where did you say you're living now?
Florida.
Florida. You don't like Florida?
I like Florida.
Do you want to stay live in Florida, or do you want to move out of state?
I don't want to move out of state.
Okay. Some people don't like the humidity there, but I'm just looking to see if there's any move here in your future anytime soon. So just give me a moment.
Sure.
You know, I'm not seeing anything right now.
Okay.
Adrian, I'm going to validate that. I asked the pendulum, and I'm getting no.
Okay, so there's your validation. That you're not going to be moving anytime soon. There's still some work that you need to do there. And I know you want to move out of your current situation. And if you do indeed move, it will not be out of state. It will be in Florida. But I do not see you moving anytime soon.
Okay.
Is there
Thank
anything
you.
Else that you would like me to see?
These, what about love? A relationship.
About love?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, now this is the reason why you're not moving anytime soon, because you're going to meet a lover. And this guy is somewhat of a businessman. He's going to be in business, and it looks like he's going to help you with some money.
That's always good.
And you know what else I'm seeing, Sharon? I'm seeing a lot of flames around him. You know what that means?
Yep.
What?
That means you're going to meet your twin flame.
Yeah.
And you know what that means? That means you are on a big spiritual mission. So you got to find out what your big spiritual mission is after you meet him.
I'm trying to figure it out. I've been having these dreams, and it seems weird, but it's so real.
Can you share me one of your dreams? Because I could see in the crystal ball, but maybe if you kind of gave me some insight, I could tell you what it is.
Okay. I was having a dream, but Well, I go through the process with a dream because I have blocks where I can see things, you know, like with the natural eye. I know from when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I never got that back because I was so terrified. But in this dream a couple of days ago, this guy was standing in front of me. I didn't know who he was, but he felt so familiar. And he touched me on the right side of my head and to say, it's like he saw like a spot or something, and he says, oh, don't worry about it. And he like blew on the area, and I felt like it was not like my body was frozen, but this calmness that just came over me. And I'm trying to focus to see who it was, but I knew I didn't know this person. I didn't know the, I couldn't see the face, but he felt like someone I knew, but I can't say who it is. You know when you feel as if your paths have crossed with someone, You meet people, mm-hmm. and you feel like you've known them a lifetime, or you cross paths. But I just didn't, you know. And I woke up, but it was very, very, very vivid, and I knew it happened. And it's been going not with the same guy, but different episodes. Like in earlier January, my grandmother came and she took me to, like, it felt like a warehouse. It's like about 20 stories. And every door I opened was fish. Some of the biggest, beautiful fish. I opened the other door, fish. Every door that I opened, everything that I encountered was fish. And I'm like, what does this mean? All fish.
Wow. Well, fish usually represents money.
I saw so much big fish. And it wasn't smelly. It was just like fresh air. That's the thing about it. You know? It was
right.
Like, was nothing smell. I kept opening the doors. I'm like, what is it? I opened another. Every single door from top to bottom was fish. Fish. All fish. And I'm like, whoa, what? So I've been having
it's symbolic to say that you are a fisher of men. You know, like back in the Bible where they say you're going to be the fisher of men. But you're going to be not just a fisher of men, but you're also going to be wealthy. And so, there is this.
When Blaine's coming.
You know, but the last name, my beginning part of my last name is R-I-C-H. And I said to myself, my name I cannot have a name to start with rich and I'm poor. There's no way. No way.
I have a question.
Prepare to be wealthy.
The first part of her dream, did you pick up that they were unblocking her?
Well, there's always that possibility that your dreams can be tampered with. Now, me and Sharon, we believe in holographic inserts, and that you have to demand in your dream if it is a hologram or if it is real. Now, if it is a hologram, then it will disappear. If it is not a hologram, it will stay, and you will stay exactly right where you're at. And you will see that if indeed money is coming your way, and this man is coming your way, and of course he's the one that's bringing you the message of the fish, then that means that you are going to be the fisher of men, and you're going to help other people learn how to fish. You're going to help them how to conjure abundance. Okay? And
it's funny you should
say
that, because I've had dreams before with fish, and I didn't get money. But not to, you know, the magnitude of this whole fish episode the last time. I'm like, hey.
I also feel like in a past life, you had a real deep connection with fish. You know, like mermaids and things like that, magical creatures. That's what I'm seeing in my crystal ball. And this could go back in the time of Atlantis.
Oh.
That's what I see. So you do have a connection with the ocean. And you need to find out your spiritual name in the ocean. In other words, you could have been like an ocean goddess or somewhat. That's what I'm seeing in my crystal ball. And I did ask if it was a hologram, and it says no, it's not. So you are definitely have a connection with the ocean.
And if you have a chance to go swim with the dolphins, you ought to take it.
Okay. It's right up the street.
Right up the street?
It's about an hour away, so that's right up the street.
So look up, let me think of an ocean goddess you can connect with. Look up Yosha.
Who? I'm sorry.
Yosha, what? Yosha is a goddess of the ocean.
Yosha. Okay.
And she will work with you. And if you want to email me, I could probably channel a little information for you from Yosha and see what information she can give you about those fish, because I want to look deeper into this. So just email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and maybe we can do like a little short reading and find out what Yosha wants to say.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And I do accept donations for my time and energy. I'm very good at channeling. Anybody that would like to longer reading or whatever, you're welcome to do the same. We do have a lot of callers on the line, so I'm just going to go ahead and switch to our next caller.
Thank you.
Many blessings, right?
Super.
Thank you.
Many
you
blessings.
Too.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller. We're going to go ahead and bring on Roy, because Roy's on the phone. 674, Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Adrian. Can you hear me?
Yes, we just started the show, and we were talking about drawing with the crystal balls and how to make a crystal ball. I was just telling Sharon that I was thinking about this weekend going over to the dollar store and picking up some light bulbs of different colors and then kind of painting them with different colors, because we were talking about how crystal balls have different types of magical powers, how you can use them to scry. Also, if you have a mirror, like Sharon was saying, you can spray paint a mirror black. And that would be like a scrying black mirror. And so we're kind of looking into different areas of different divination aspects. And so far it's been working, and everybody seems like they really like it. And me and Roy, we've even looked into remote viewing. And that one's a little bit more difficult, because you have to be not only visual, but you also have to be an artist. And there are different types of divination tools that you can use with remote viewing as well. Now, you just got to remember, everybody, that these are just tools, just like the spirit board or Ouija board or the typewriter. When you're channeling, you are going to experience different aspects of your mind, which we call codons. And we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about codons, but we've talked about codons in the past. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to share today was the Super Bowl, and something that told me even before the game begun that the Denver Broncos were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened to the news at all. I took my wife to a movie tonight, got out, and I said, something told me again that Denver Broncos had won. And so I asked my granddaughter, who won the game? And Denver Broncos. You know, I feel a lot of, along with our tools, our intuition plays a big part in the following, you know, whatever messages, you know, that need to come through, whether they're, you know, future events or just about anything, you know, that we desire. A lot of it is, you know, believing and having faith and allowing that, you know, information to come through from the universe. I just wanted to share that.
Well, the other thing is I wanted to mention too, Roy, now that we're on the conversation about crystals, now, we do believe that crystals do have a lot of power. Like when we were down in Sedona, you know, we saw these big, huge crystals, like these big red ones and big generators. What was your thoughts on those kind of crystals?
I remember going into a shop, and this is when me and you both went in that shop, and those generators were putting out so much energy that, I mean, it was hard to even walk in there. It just, they were just so powerful. It just made you feel like, you know, almost like instant vertigo. You know, everything was just starting to spin and turn and everything else. And so we know that crystals hold a lot of information and hold a lot of energy. Also in Atlantis, you know, that's what why they had flying cars, you know. They were run by these crystals also. I just wanted to share that.
That's also
and,
how they
know,
got to electricity.
And, you know, another thing me and Sharon were bringing up, which is a good topic, too, is that why has crystals have become more expensive in value? Sharon, is there anything you want to share with that, why they've gone up in value? And
my opinion is that there's a lot of people out there wanting them now, and they see the power in them, and so there's a higher demand, and just people are taking advantage of it. By rising, you know, raising the prices.
So they must be have really a lot of healing modalities and a lot of power that goes along with the crystals.
Yes.
Like some of us believe that, I mean, even when you watch the movie, you know, The Core, where they have to go underneath the center of the earth, I don't know if you remember, but they were actually breaking into crystals. They were running into the crystals, and the crystals were very, very powerful.
Yep, and like I said a while ago, that is how Atlantis, how they ran their electricity was through these large crystals. And this is also how they did their healing, was through crystals. They would bring the body back into alignment whenever they were experiencing any kind of disease.
Wow, that's very powerful. Well, we got
they would also program crystals, and they would hook like the children up, and they would basically download all the information into the child.
Wow, that is powerful.
You didn't have to go to school for like 12 years.
Exactly. Because all they'd have to do is just program them and download them and then just put it into the child. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, we got a lot of callers. Let's go to our next caller. We got Roy and Sharon on the line. Let's go to the 727 area. 27, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. And you are on the phone with Sharon and Roy. And do you have a question for us tonight?
What does what do you see in the ball for the next coming 3 months?
For the next 3 months, all right. Let me just check and see. And I'll scry here and see what I see. Well, you're definitely not going to be where you're at now, I'll tell you that much. I see a huge transformation coming in your life. Let's see here. Travel.
I love to travel.
I see you traveling a lot. But this is going to kind of throw you in a loophole because this is not going to be right where you want to be. But for some reason, I get the impression that you're going to be on a spiritual mission. And like a historian mission. And you're going to be receiving a lot of information I don't know, like, I just see you as like an historian. You're just gathering information from other countries and information. Sharon, is there anything you'd like to build on that?
No, I'm not picking up anything.
Do you see any? Go ahead, Roy.
I'm getting pretty much the same, that there's a big transition that you're going to be going through. It's going to be more of a spiritual journey. And so you'll be meeting a lot of interesting people when you go on this journey. And they're going to help, guide you, on whatever path that you're seeking right now.
Adrian, Go ahead. Do you see any specific landmarks?
I see you in different countries. Mostly around, like, places with the desert, like, I don't know, like different countries. I know it might sound a little hard to believe, but this, I'm just going to shoot it out anyways. This is what I'm seeing. I see Egypt. I see Iraq. I see Germany. I just see all kinds of different countries that you're going to be going to, gathering information historically. And that's what I see you. It's like your spiritual mission is to be a contract holder. Now, you may not know too much about what a contract holder does, but you're going to be start stepping into that area of your higher self. Me and Sharon have done a lot of research on that. Me and Sharon have been working with it for quite some time to activate a lot of our hidden gifts that have been trying to find them that have been missing. And so when you step into that area of your higher self, you will start to, your body will start to either heat up, or you'll start to feel activated in that area where you'll know what I'm saying is true, because this is what I'm seeing. But this is on a spiritual level, and this is what I see. And it's going to be a huge transformation for you. And it's going to be a very hard one, because in order to be who you are, you have to take the warrior within you, and you have to fight whatever might be coming after you. It just all depends on your contract. Now, well, some people that are like me, I have to be a warrior because that's part of my contract. But as far as for you, you are going to be stepping into areas where you're going to be gathering information. And that's going to be very, very difficult, because you're going to live a very somewhat of a lonely life. You're going to be kind of a hermit for a while. And others around you will not understand you. Others will judge you. You will be prosecuted, and you will start to understand why, and you will start to heal those people that have prosecuted you. And this is what I see on a spiritual note, on a spiritual level. This is what it's showing me in my crystal ball. And there will be times of great magic. There will be times of great joy from what I see here. And it's just going to bring a lot of joy into your life as well, not just a burden. But it's going to bring great joy because you're going to be helping humanity. That's what I see. I see you on a big mission here. Is there anything that you'd like to say about that, Sharon?
It just sounds very exciting, and I think it's going to be very profound for her.
Roy?
When you were first talking, I was getting visions of an island, in a sort of a tropical island. Have you done any traveling overseas?
My inclination now is to visit Switzerland, Italy, and then New Zealand, which is an island in effect, and Australia.
Wow. And that's interesting because especially in Australia, a lot of the Aborigines there are very, you know, spiritual people, and there's a lot of spiritual, information that comes out of there. Me and my son recently met a lady nurse. She was from Australia, and she was talking about her native country, and you could hear it in her voice because she had an Australian accent. And, it was wonderful, you know, just talking to her. Is there anything else you want to share, Ada?
Yeah, I'd also like to very share that she was very angelic. And she did have a lot of the gift of the tongue of the angelic angels. And that they definitely do think differently than we do here in the United States, I can tell you that much. And they definitely do healing modalities a lot more effective in their countries than the way we do things. They are very powerful people. I would never dismiss that at all. You are on the right track, and I do see you following this mission. This is going to be good for you. That's all the Spirit has to show me for tonight.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, and you are welcome to email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and I do, however, do channeling on the typewriter if you would like a longer reading. Of course, like I say, we do accept donations, and you are welcome to get a longer reading with me.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. And let's go ahead and go to our next caller. We have one more caller. Thank you for calling in.
Many blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Hi.
All right. Hi, next caller. You're calling me, Roy, and Sharon. Are you're on the air?
Yes, hi, this is Laura.
Laura, how can we help you?
Just wondering, do you see a move for me in the coming next 3 months or so?
All right. A lot of moving around this time of year. A lot of transformation. That was weird. My crystal ball kind of flew off my bed, so that must have meant something. Never had that happen before. That was really weird.
Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, that's keeping me on my... It actually almost hit me in the face, but I grabbed it in time. It didn't hit me in the face. That would have hurt like hell.
Yeah,
okay.
It would have.
We're off the air now, so I'm allowed to swear. Okay. moves. Is she going to move? Come on, crystal ball, show me something. I have to shake it a few times because it just doesn't always show me what I want to see.
Well, I don't know if this will assist you, Adrian, but I'm getting no, there is not going to be a move in the next 3 months.
That's what I'm getting, Sharon. But the part I'm not getting is why it flew